find my notes here.
Oh, for crying out loud.
How are you, Lou?
Fantastic.
Very good. You ready to beat the Patriots for the first time in years?
It ain't going to happen.
Oh, now you said in the prediction show it would happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Well.
That's before. You know why it's not going to happen?
Why? Because of our kicker?
That's exactly it. New England has a field goal kicker and we don't.
So you're saying
that... got a shorter field.
So you're saying that Courtney Pittens will not do the job again?
No, we're going to have to rely on him for a 52-yarder and it ain't going to happen.
Now, did you ever think of switching allegiances to the Patriots back in your childhood?
Never. Never.
They weren't very good in those days, though.
Oh, but they had some great players. Come on, Pinhead Grogan?
Pinhead Grogan.
Oh, man, no one left to throw the bomb more than Steve Grogan, boy, I tell you.
That's right.
I forgot.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, the Patriots. And then old Fox, when it was Schaefer Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
They built Schaefer Stadium with wooden benches.
Oh, God.
And it was so cold one game, the Pats fans just lit them on fire, had a bonfire on there to keep warm.
That's some pretty good nostalgia there, baby.
Oh, yeah, but no, the Bears don't stand a chance.
Now, was your town divided between, like, the Giants and the Pats? Or what was the deal up there?
No, they are now with this, you know, this worldwide web and this internet, DirecTV, and crap, you know, that you don't want stuff. But back in the day, when the school bus picked me up and we only had ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Yes. We were so deprived.
And watched what they put on the television.
That's right, the television. So, what are you a Tom Brady fan at all?
You know, I'm not going to take away that he's talented.
Yeah,
but you know what? I just don't like anybody on that team except for Gronkowski.
Gronk.
Yeah, they're like the Yankees of football.
The last time the Patriots beat us, Tom Brady and his wife Giselle made the big 51 sign because they beat us 51-3 or something. I forget. Anyway, Lou, what's on the table of meat for today?
We got beef.
Beef.
We got the beef.
We got the beef. We got the beef.
Kids
got the beef.
We got the beef.
Where's the beef? At Lou's table of meat.
It's going to be on the table of meat.
Now, you know that Robbie Gould is like burning up the least. Why do we get rid of him again? I can't remember.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I mean, he's on the 49ers.
Fire.
Yeah, he's...
He had one bad year.
I know.
He had no career, he had one bad
year. Yeah, now it's the year the Bears got rid of him. Thank you, Bears. Yep. Good man. So you're doing well in the Sunday picks as usual. I keep finding.
Oh my God! I can't believe it.
You can't believe.
I mean, by now I usually throw a 9 or a 10 out there, but
three dunces in a row, Lou. You're ready.
I mean, I don't think anybody can pick that many losers on purpose.
That's what I think you're doing sometimes. It's not bad.
This is how to pick a loser. It is a winner.
Now, do you know Bennett Oberfeld, our new picker?
I do not know Ben, but I hope to meet him at the banquet at the end of the year.
Well, he actually might stop by today, so he might say hello to Lou.
Oh, and where does Ben hail from?
He hails from Chicago here, and he is just a football fan and decided to come in onto the pool this year.
I mean, real Chicago or Schaumburg, Chicago?
Real Chicago, Lou. Real Chicago.
Okay.
Now, Greg Potter recruits a lot of people. There's a new guy named Lou in the league now. He's joined the Dickman. His name is Lou Klegman.
Lou Klegman. I wonder what his real name is.
Very good, Lou. Question of the week, Lou. Halloween coming up. What scares Lou the most? What scares Lou the most?
Well, it's not a clown.
Is it the tears of a clown? No. When there's nobody around?
I embrace the clown. I have to say, a very good horror movie, like okay. The Purge. That was the first Purge was like, whoa.
Yeah, okay. that was a wild flick. I'll give you that.
And I got to say, the first Halloween way back when you saw it was pretty, you know.
Don't see that remake they did this weekend. Terrible. Not terrible, but not as good. Now, they've had 11 films in that series, and they've decided that this one is a sequel to the one in 1978 without the other 10 involved.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Kind of like Meatballs.
Exactly. How many sequels of Meatballs have there been?
Oh, I don't know, but number 17 was definitely the best.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out. And go back. This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Scary Clown Service. You need a scary clown for Halloween? See Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou clowns with you. We'll be right back.